The Oilem is we got together to cover the yard site. The Utah from the Heilige Rebbe and the Chanam Ruche, Rav Shmuel Shloime.
This prize is big, it's loud and close to the mic as you can.
I'll make it a little closer. Okay. Here is today with the Utah from the Rebbe and the Chanam Ruche. Kvod Kedishas, Aguna, Kudish, Rav Shmuel Shloime, 75 years since he was killed out of Kiddush Hashem. Chuftes Iyar Tufshin Beis in Vlodovir. Brought down the Rebbe, so the Rebbe Shloime used to always bring down by Yortzeiten, specifically by the Yortzeiten from the Chuftes Iyar, but this Yortzeit used to say, Shainian from Yeshiva and Yeshiva al Kivroi. We set aside the Yeshiva al Kivroi. If the Eden wanted me Mizdabik, Bedakayem, Shalat Sadik, the Machin is from Yeshiva and Yeshiva al Kivroi. Even though it doesn't literally mean that Kimamish a Yeshiva, but it means that the Yoim Aptir, the Yoim Aestalkus, is utilized to be Mizdabik. B'darkeyem, in the Halichos HaKodesh, from the Tzaddik, especially Talmidim, Chassidim, the Anshei Maaseh, that get together with a Gevissim Matorah. And the Matorah is to be Mitchazik and to learn from the Derech from this Tzaddik. That's the Mechinah from Yeshiva and Yeshiva al Kivroi. That's the biggest, the Zchis that can be Megan. On the Eden that try to be Mamshich is Derech. So we'll try to point out a few Nekudas, the Meshach, the lifetime of the Rebbe, to try to learn a few Yisoidis in Yiddishkeit that the Rebbe was very stark for. The first thing is the famous letter that the Rebbe sent to the Shtibel in Tel Aviv. But the Miyasa, the Shtibel in Tel Aviv before the Vilchama, so the Rebbe sent a letter to that Shtibel. Sent a very long letter. It took a very long time for him to write the letter. It took him, I think it's Kuvah from one, but maybe close to a year. Many, many times he sat down to write the letter and stopped. He was Mamshich, stopped again. And when they asked him a few times, they asked him, why doesn't the Rebbe just write a letter and send it out? He said, B'zeh HaLoshen, he said. He said, G'leib Smir, Yichzitzach HaVek HaSach Mul, I sit down many times to write the letter, obviously Shkaib Tachnisht. He doesn't write. So when he finally sent the letter, we understand that the words that he wrote were words that he felt, every word is gemosten. He was shoykel until he actually wrote that word and sent it to Yisroel. The Rebbe Chaim Rocha, when he read this letter in the year Tovshin Lamed Beis, it was the first time he read this letter, Barabim, he sent over the letter, he wrote the letter and he said that this letter is a Bechinef Natavo, from the Rebbe to the Chassidim, because it was written by Oifen, the Koyved Roish. And the Ma'aseh is one of the only things that we have left over from the Rebbe, the Chassav, even Malpez, Divrei Torah, or Divrei Hoiro, Adroche, that the Rebbe sent to the Chassidim. I just want to be Messiah in one Shura, Starke Shura, one line that the Rebbe writes. The words that he writes is as follows. He writes, the Tizkeru, V'ata bosi l'vakish lo'oyer eschem, he writes. V'tasimu l'vavchem l'hachzik b'toyes Hashem. You should put your hearts to be machzik b'toyes Hashem, to hold on to toyes Hashem. V'lekvoy ha'itim l'toyer kol echo v'echo l'fi yicholtoy. Everyone should be kveitim l'toyer, everyone l'fi yicholtoy. He writes and he adds on, and this is the shtarke chedik. He writes, V'acha kavonas alev hein hein advorim. The ikke is that God was the kavanah halev, was the kavanah that the person has. Sheyu divrei Torah chavivim aleichem, the divrei Torah that a person learns should be chavivim aleichem. That should be the Ike Magomo, the Ike Matori that you have. And Divrei Torah is, it should be Chaviv Malechem. The Hainu, not enough that you sit down and you learn. Not enough that you convey to Matori, or you're talking with someone that's Tayosa, Menosa, Yeshiva Bacha, or Ingeman, that's learning in Koilu. Not enough that you learn the Torah, but it should be to you, Divrei Torah, Chaviv Malechem, it should be Chaviv. Chaviv is with a Geshmak. That the Torah that a person learns in order to have a kiyum by the person that should be mishana the person, should make the person the under the mensch, is dafke ba'ifin that the Torah that's learned is with a gishmak, with a chiyus, with a varimkeit, with a chavivis. Ze yeh kol magamaschem, that's the ikke matori that a yid should have, he says, is that the ikke magoma means the matori, your focus is, they should have a gishmak in Torah. A gishmak in a chavivis. And those that know the lifetime of the Rebbe Chaim Broch, of the Rebbe of Shmuel Shloime, one of the ikid koiches that he put into was limud haTorah, he put into the koich of haTorah. The ikid koiches that he put in was the geshmak and learning, the chavivis. I heard more than once from my Zaydus Chaim Broch he said that he remembers by the Rebbe, the Mamish lived, came out in the same house, Mamish in the same building over there. So the Rebbe was more the Mesias Nefesh that he had because he learned. And the Koiches HaNefesh that he put in was Lamayla V'Natev Mamish. People were Mishtoim. How the Tzig Mishayach that a boss of the Dom could put in so much Koiches in the Torah. Many times he used to find them by the Sforum Shafa. He went to take a Sefer from the Sforum Shafa and he got up on the step. One foot was on top of the step. One foot was still on the floor, and he was holding a sefer. And the Rebbe said, that he came by 7 or 8 hours later, and he walked by again, and he saw the Rebbe still in the same spot, the foot up, the foot down. 8 hours, 7 hours later, still being behind in the sefer, the koyches that he had. There was a big rov in Poland by the name of the Kolbi Alarov, Rabbi Yalei Blandau. He was a magichir. And Yeshivas Chacham Lublin. If you do it, that the Rebbe Chaim Broch used to travel many times to Yeshivas Chacham Lublin just to talk and learning with the Magid Hashir and Be'ikhe with the Kolbi Alarov, he had a Shtaka Keshe with, he used to talk and learning with him a lot. And there's a famous picture of him in the Oitzas Forum of Chacham Lublin walking together with the Kolbi Alarov. After 3 or 4 hours of talking and learning, the Kolbi Alarov came out of the room and there was a few Brochas standing over there. He came out holding his head. He said that his head hurts from talking and learning from the Radzina Rebbe, the Halter Schmidt. He needs a break a few minutes just to chop what he was saying until now. And it took him a while till he was yoyed to soif daitoy, till he was yoyed to his oimik, to his tiefgeist. Hours later, he was still busy chazering over what the Rebbe told him. He said, now I chop what he says over here, and I chop what he said over here, the tiefgeist. And the Mamashi, he said he walked out with a headache after 4 hours. And then he went back in to speak to him again. Hours and hours, the Rebbe used to call for learning. I think I said over last week, the Zaydus Chaim Broch said over that by one of the Sheva Brochas, the Rebbe was there together with Ramoishla. Ramoishla was Rosh Shiva Radomsk. Ailu Mamash, Agoin Oilam and Poilam, Yidua de Gagoin. And they brought in the Michael of Sardines. I think it was Sardines, and it was the Sori de Gavis Hashaila. The Rebbe said that Rabbi Shmuel Shloimeh took off his boots, he wore the shtivel, he put it onto the chair, and they started kochen gelernig with Ramoishle, and the whole Shevet Brochas came to a standstill. For 2 or 3 hours, they were kochen gelernig, Shas and Poiskin, open the gate, the Shiloh of Sardinim, of Sardines. I don't know which Shiloh was in Sardinim, but whatever Shiloh was, and the Shevet Brochas came to a standstill with the kochen learning. The Givaldike Messias Nefesh that the Rebbe put into Torah, the famous Meister, the Katz family, Shazuch and all the Meister, I heard it from Rabbi Alter many, many times. He said that when he was a kid, the Rebbe came to his shtetl over there, to one of the shtetlach nearby, and his father took him, Zalman, took him into the Rebbe. I think he was maybe 11 or 12 years old. He was a young kid, maybe even younger. Took him into the Rebbe, and it was Motzei Shabbos, after Shabbos. And he started preparing him and learning. What was he learning already? Chavis, Mishnayis, the Gemara wasn't big sugi is what it's talking and learning. And there was one of the chassidim over there, any of the great chassidim, chassid, that he used to travel around. He used to run after the Rebbe always, but the Rebbe used to go around to many different shtetlach. Because the chassidim didn't have money to come to the Rebbe, the Rebbe used to go around to them. And he also had a matar of coming to the shtiblach themselves and seeing how the chassidim live and learn and daven in the shtiblach, not after by him. And Razin, you want to see how the holach yedach is by their shtot. And he came inside. And this chassid, since he had a lot of business deals and he didn't want to do anything without the Rebbe's bracha or eitzah, so he used to go a lot of times, he used to spend Shabbos with the Rebbe was in different places, and he used to ask the Rebbe, Motz Shabbos, whatever it was, he used to ask the shayos that he had. This chassid wanted to gezegen, he wanted to take shalom by the Rebbe and leave. He had to catch a train to go to his business, to the shtot, where he had to finish his business deal. And the Rebbe wasn't taking in, because he was busy talking and learning with this kid. Halt the kaf. So he sent him the gabba. The gabba, you know, after a while went in and he said, this is this yid, vaten drosen. So the Rebbe said, zolle vaten. Zolle vaten. The Balti used to say, glide near. The Rebbe would tell me, you know, go out for a few minutes, let me just, this yid wants to, for the vexfun. I wouldn't have had any tainus on it. Or if any chalish zadaf. You know, I would have understood. He said, he understands that the Rebbe wants to show me what Chavivus and Torah is. Ultimately, learn doesn't make a difference with the Rosh, the Manik Ador, the Rosh Hashiva, or even the little kid. Ultimately, learn is a mitten learning. So the end of Vatan, that person, Lamai, didn't go on the train that night, and he stayed overnight. And because he wasn't going to leave without the bracha and the eitz from the Rebbe. So that was a gewaltige hoiro. In this amkis in chashivas and chavivas of Torah, like the Rebbe writes in the letter, the Rebbe at Kufi before the Muhammad befrat, he was oisik with tzius nefesh and avekstone Talmud Torahs in many different shtetlach. Laptop kachaychas to razin chesidim, but he traveled around to any shtetl in Poland that he heard. There's no Talmud Torah over there. The Rebbe traveled there and made sure that there's still a record of Talmud Torah. Tzius nefesh he put into it. The Rebbe, my Zedus Chamrocha, said that Senem Aisi remembers the beginning of the Muhammad. When the Muhammad broke out, he was with the Rebbe in the Shtot over there, not far from Razin, a Shtetl. I think it was maybe Ludmir or Libivne, I forgot the name. And he said he was there when the Muhammad broke out, they were there because there was no Talmud Torah, and the Rebbe traveled there to Shtalavek and Talmud Torah. And Bistrol Edelman, he says that, as the Tale of Maisi, that the Rebbe traveled to give us a Shtetl. He says in Barsha, in the office of Agudas Yisrael, I think it is, the telephone call came from the telephone rang. Who was on the phone? Razina Rebbe is on the phone. Razina Rebbe says he's in the Savaita Shtetl somewhere. He's here already a week, he says, because he heard that the one Shtelavek on Mizrahi Cheda, on Mizrahi Shacheda, Talmud Torah. On Mizrahi Shtalmud Torah. And the Rebbe Kahalten, Shtelavek on Mizrahi Shtalmud Torah, there'll be a big discussion for all the Hamish Yid, and they'll send their also, because there's no other Talmud Torah. So the Rebbe traveled down to that shtetl, and he had to be poilois first by the Chassidim. First he poilois by the few Razini Chassidim that lived there, then he poilois by all the Yidin, that when he's still there, we're still back here, our own Talmud Torah. Our Paras HaKadosh, our Erlich Talmud Torah. And he called up over there to get a hold of Rabbi Alexander Zusha Friedman, which was a big Ish Chinuch in Poland, and he should come down. And he hoped that if he comes down, that will be the Gemar, that will finish it off. The Rebbe was there already over a week, and Rabbi Alexander Zushafim sent a Chliach of his, Shmuel Shadravitsky, his name was, lived in Etzrol, Mishpeta, sent him as a Chliach, and he came down, and he came before Shabbos. It says, Shabbos in the morning, the Rebbe didn't go daven, or laning, garnished. The Rebbe went down to the office of the mayor on Shabbos, he didn't push it off, to pay lawyers to get the permits. Shtalavek to Talmud Torah. And the Rebbe came to the Talmud Torah and measured the height of the rooms to make sure that the permit is going to work. And Shabbos Nachmittig, he told this Rabbi Shmuel Shadravitsky that if you need me to be mamshach to help you over here, I won't fear tish shal shudas. I won't fear tish. I'll come with you wherever you need. The ikid, they should make a Talmud Torah over here. He only left the shtetl only after he got a phone call from his mother, the Pharisee Yosef Rebbetzin, that he has to come home. So the Kibbutz Aim, he traveled home, but he was there over a week. He spent a week and a half in a fremde shtetl, mishtalabek et Talmud Torah, the Messias Nefesh that the Rebbe had for chinuch. I think I once said over what the Rebbe said, my that they remember one year of Rosh Hashanah, there was a big oilum that came, but there was no elter, there was very little elter Eden, it was mostly Bochum and Yigalait. There wasn't the elter Eden. And someone they asked the Rebbe then, well, if he has Chalish Sadaf, maybe that the elter Eden didn't come. So the Rebbe said, Chalish Sadaf? I have. So I said, Chalish Sadaf. He says, these are the ones that I need. I need the young Chever, the Bochum and Yigalait. The elter Eden can imbibe in the hand. I don't need, the elter Eden don't have to come. I need the young Bochum, because that's the future of Klal Yisrael. Those are the Eden that I need, the Bochrim and the Ingelite. And the Rebbe said, the Messias Nefesh that you have when you stole the Rebbe, the Talmud Torah, in the Nazim, you stole the Rebbe, he took off rooms from his house for the Yeshiva, and more rooms he took off for the Talmud Torah, and he made the room with him. It says him and the Rebbe's rooms became smaller and smaller every time the Rebbe had more projects. He took off more rooms, and he was left with a few rooms just for them. And one day he came home, he says he came home from saying Yeshiva, he came home, and he saw that in his bedroom there was a class from the Talmud Torah learning over there. In his bedroom there was a class, one of the classes. What happened? Because there was the government sent down the check, whatever. So he was scared. The Rebbe was scared that it might not be legal in Zachas. So he took one of the classes and put it into the Maizeh Chavroch's bed, into the bedroom over there. They sat over there all day and learned. So the nefesh that he had in Torah was mamash lemaylem neteva. The koyach that he put into Torah. So he's doing it when he became, after 23 was nifta, the first kuf he didn't want to become Rebbe. It took a while till he finally was maskim. But by the shloshim from the 23 came out to be Shabbos Kolom, I think, because it was the Ibiyah, Chavav Shvat, Adar Aleph, the Shabbos Kolom. So Shabbos Kolom became a huge oilum, chassidim, Talmid Chachomim, Flogim, and Bereshom was Yid by the name of Ramechel Rashis. Ramechel Rashis was Reb Chaim Briskis Chavruse. This is the Talmud Chacham. He lived in the city of Brisk. My greatest Talmud Chacham, Elter Yid, Epicha 70 years, 70 plus. And he came, and most Shabbos, they were sitting there and talking and learning. You see them over there. And the Rebbe of Shmuel Shlomo walked by, and he turns to Ramechel Rashis and says, Ramechel, are you also from the Chaver that wonder I should be the Rebbe? Says, Ramechel got up and he said, how the Rebbe is going to prove it, Abistav, that we'll see already, Be'ez Hashem. But I can yet zogun that I'm a Kabbal upon myself, the Abistav, the Koyach Hanhoga from the Rebbe, mainly because of the Koyach HaTorah that he has. We're talking about, he was 20 years old. The Koyach HaTorah that he has, that the Koyach HaTorah, the Koyach from Goinus and learning that the Rebbe had, of them alayim and Hashem Kabbal of Zich. Morris for the Rebbe. And there was a Yidin Shalim of Nochem Rothstein, Shiv of Nezer HaToyre. His father lived in Azin, and he learned together with the Rebbe when they were kids. And he used to always say that at the Kuf of the Bar Mitzvah, the Rebbe already was Boki B'Shaaf Baal Peh. That's what he used to always say. So talk about Mamish, Goin Mamish, Iluim Mamish. The Tal Cheney, the Koyach, and Gemilas Chasodim, the snapshot that he had for Tzvei to Yid, even as a Bocher, the way he gave himself over for Yidin, was also Mamish, the stories that they say, Mamish Mavala Lerayim, the snapshot that he had, the way he gave himself over to all the Bochum and Yidin. Scoopy, before he became Rebbe, he was Mamish again for Bochum, for Chavarim, and all the Bash, was a big stuff. Mamish Chesed, people that people still hate what people did. The chizik that he gave over there was Moridik. After he became Rabbi, he was Mamshich. The Chesed that he did. There was the Alter Yid, Alter Azina Chosid, that lived in Otvotsk. And the Rebbe was there one summer, and Yom Neyom, he was there. All Chodesh Tishrei, the Rebbe was in Otvotsk then. Which year was exactly, and this elder Yid, the elder Azina Chosid, and the leader of Israel Edelman, he was a Bocha then, and the Rebbe sent him take care, you want to take care, you should take care of, you should bring money to this yid. You should bring money to this yid. For the basics that he needs. The elder, the Adina Chosid. It was Cholamoid. And the Rebbe calls him over and he says, I have for you the money. By the time the Rebbe put together the money, he was already close to Yom Tov. So the Rebbe told him to stay for Yom Tov. He stayed for Yom Tov. He stayed for Shmini Atzeres. Some Chassidim. He said, Ne'ilu Zachag, after Akafis and everything, Ne'ilu Zachag, the Rebbe was sitting over there, the Chassidim, and they were talking. The Rebbe gave them for the Shmuzen. And again, Simchas Yom Tov, Simchas Zachag, Simchas Zachagecha, a whole stickle Torah. Not this month for right now, and they were singing and dancing over there. It was a Mordech Maim and Ilus Achak. All of a sudden, in the middle of the ganze zach, the Rebbe calls over Yisrael Edelman. He says, "Shainuchan Zman." He says, "After this man already, I want you to say Baruch Hamavdu, make Abdullah, and take the money and go right away there. Don't even wait. Don't wait till the tish finishes. I want you to leave right away. You have a shlichus, not your shlichus." The Rebbe, in the middle of everything, was still thinking about the Yid. He's waiting for someone for the money to help him, the elder Yid. He's waiting for the Rebbe's money to help him out. They asked the Rebbe then, as Hayitachin, the Rebbe, after he's already a Rebbe, Ongenum, the Rebbe in Poilin, and he's still Misafik, and then in Chizik, for Yid and Zachin. So the Rebbe asked him to snag, you know, a little more with the Rebbishkeit, with the Zach, this is Kaboyim, you can't just raise it just like you did before you became Rebbe. So the Rebbe used to go over, clap the animal from place, pat this bach on the shoulder, this ingeman. So the Chassidim had this Chassidim, the Mekorovim had a lot of tainus to the Rebbe, the Fritz Chazoy. But before you became Rebbe, it's one thing. But after that, we became the Chazoy Firin. You have to. So the Rebbe used to say, by Pashas Balois Chesteit, V'yaf kein Aharon. The Rebbe said, L'hagit Shvochei Shal Aharon Shal Yishina. So Aharon HaKohen wasn't Mishana. What type of Shinuim is Aharon HaKohen supposed to do to this? What the Eibush did, what Mitzavik then? Why is Aharon HaKohen supposed to have been in Aharon HaKohen should be Mishana? So the Rebbe said, I'll tell you the Pshat. Pshat is, Aharon HaKohen was Oyev Shalom Roydev Shalom. Oyev is Abrius and Mekarvon Atoyre. He used to go around from Ein Yitim Tveitin and he used to give this guy a pat in the back and be Mechazikim. This guy to be Mekarvon Atoyre. And this Yid that the Mesafi given Azoy and this Yid Azoy used to go around to all the Yidin and give Chizik out of Anna Koin. Oyev is Abrius and Mekarvon Atoyre. Oyev Shalom, Roydev Shalom. And that old Chayid and came to Anna Koin and said, Anna Koin, the Koin Godel. You have to send other people to do it. Pasnish, Anna Koin, to Machna Zavach. Lahagit Shvokh Shalahan Shalishin, he wasn't Mishane. Even after he was Klein Godel, he was still Mamshech to give Chizik Fayidin. So the Rebbe said on himself, with the ganze Shafkeit that he had, the ganze Shafkeit, that you do have a Shafkeit, the Shafkeit that Keterayim Zogin Yenim, and Samachin Stiblich, and Bimach Chizidim that he did, that he held, they should go somewhere else, he didn't take money from them. So you do all these vices, that the Shafkeit, and Bim calls there. The toiv leiv that he had, the Amshnov Rebbe in America, it's like to say that the Amshnov, they were used to good people. They were used to, they said, Amshnov, he wanted to get a mention. They were used to having good people. But, as that toiv leiv, as that gitte, like the Rebbe's Chaim Rochen, even Amshnov was a Chiddush. The toiv leiv that he had for all the Eden was a Chiddush, even in Amshnov, a work which was Yidu of Ahav Yisroel. The Koich of Ahav Yisroel that the Rebbe had, the Messias Nefesh that he had for a Tzvei to eat, my Zaydul Khor used to say that in the beginning of the Muhammad, the Messias Nefesh that he had then, he remembers that they came over there, a couple of Chassidim Gvirim, they came with cars, and they wanted to take the Rebbe out of Poilu. They wanted to take him out with the whole Mishpacha, they had room for the whole Mishpacha. The Rebbe said, Gatenisht, he's only masked to go. There's room for all the Bachim from the Yeshiva that stayed behind, there's still Bachim from the Yeshiva that stayed behind. If all the Bachim come along, and then he said a few elder Eden that were there also by him. If those Eden come along also, then he's asking him to go. And this life and all, so they ended up staying. There wasn't room for anybody. And as they did, to say the Rebbe, the Amshnov Rebbe, I think, the mayor of Amshnov, said over by the Anochas Evan Apinus from the Dinah Mismedish in Bnei Brak. He said over that he was there by the Tkufa of the Melchama, the first Tkufa he was there. The Rebbe used to go out. Mesias Nefesh, Mamash. The Rebbe used to go out every single day. Many days used to go out. Al Parashas Drachim. The ways outside of Dina, see if Yidin are coming through. The Rebbe Shayid needs to take him in and give him everything and give him the drink to eat, a place to sleep. And the Rebbe used to go himself, used to part of the food and prepare the food, prepare the beds, and make sure that the heating is good, it's warm, it's not cold, it's not hot, it's not this. The Rebbe used to alain, everything alain is to part of the alain, mit alle asmode and the times, everything he had to fasvei to eat. That was the koyach hachesed that the Rebbe Zvokha had. Before the chasne, they brought him a back to the cover of the chasne, and there was a vacher that was getting married also. And he gave him his bekitcher. He asked him, how can you give away your bekitcher? So he says, I'm the Rebbe's son. I'm not going to go down to the chuppah without a new bekitcher. They'll get me a bekitcher, a second bekitcher ready. But you're not going to have one. I'll get ready a bekitcher. It's Beseder. And Kehen of the Kehen Rabbi is Mamish. Mitten the Melchomet. Mayid Motel Eichmann, he said, he remembers someone walking out of the Rebbe. He was wearing the Rebbe's coat. The Rebbe gave him his coat. He came in, he didn't have a coat. The Rebbe gave him his coat. The Rebbe didn't have a coat. I'll manage already. How many times he mashkent? There was once in Varsha, he needed a tzedakah for, I mean, Varsha, but he came to the shtetl, one of the seers. And the seer said, you remember seeing it, see the chush. I think I heard this from Baal Dekat also. You remember seeing a huge pile of money on the table from the chassidim that came and gave kvitla with the yoinis. And all of a sudden, so Oni came inside and Gebetna. Geld, and the Rebbe just took all the money and took it, opened your bag, and the whole thing went inside. And the Rebbe, the next day, had to leave it to go home. There wasn't money for the ride home. There was not money to get for the ride home. They have to go shop money for the Rebbe to get home back to Razin. The Rebbe had in the Koyach HaChesed, the Koyach HaChesed. So now, such a day, Chof Tessir, and it's a Shchodesh B'Nacht also. The Hazar Tog is a zman to be mizboinin b'darko shal oisei tzadik, and to be melamin to learn from mizrochim. Tainim siyas nefesh v'toyre. Tainim siyas nefesh v'atzvei diyid. To melep nish v'zich, you don't live for yourself, you live for all the yidin as well. Koyach ha-chesed. And even a person is limited with the things that he can do, but just to think about a tzvei diyid, to trachten that maybe any yid needs a good word, or a psashmeichu, a smile, any chizik that one can give to another is all darkeim shal oisei tzadik from the Baal HaElulah. And devreim ain oisei nefoshel tzadikim devreim heim zechroinim. If you don't have tzadik, you don't have devrei toyde mamish, but you have the halichas v'kodesh, you have the uvdus, the lebedik uvdus that the Rebbe used to besnag of boifim from huay yoyim. It's maises b'chol yoyim v'yoyim. This is maises that didn't happen just one time. You say, okay, it's a mice. It's a mice that happens constantly. The koyach, mit the sharfkeit, mit the ganze sharfkeit that the Rebbe had, mit the ganze messias nefesh that he had for a kol kuta shal yud, in kol zeh, the gewende, a moedig ibege gewende mensch, for alumin, and the tzedach, when his sister was married to Beheshel Guraya, the Baal Vishachosid, when they made chasna their daughter, the Rayat, the Babich Rebbe, came to the Chasna, and they're waiting for the Radin Rebbe. The Radin Rebbe is not there. They waited a few hours, and the Radin Rebbe is just there. Rayat, the Maisa, ended up leaving. What happened to Maisa? The Rebbe came after a few hours with the Geshein. What happened was this, that one of the Bochum of the Yeshiva got sick, so the Rebbe traveled with him to a doctor, and till the Bochum came back and everything was beseded, the Rebbe didn't go to the Chasna. I filed against the Oilam Vat, and we saw a Bochum of the Yeshiva. He feared all Talmidim and Yeshiva are his children. So Abocha and Yeshiva was Metapel. He has to be Metapel. He was Metapel with Abocha. He took him to the doctor. He could have sent enough Shlichim. He himself, Chvoid of Asmoy, that's what he did. Then the Shas Kaitan in Al Kalkuta Shal Yud, that's already Vorm Yiduam Amish. The Rebbe was Mesias Nefesh for Emes. Amnestykeit for everything, anything that schmeckt, for a bissel shekhe, a bissel falschkeit, gleich a weggeworfen, the stiebuch that he closed down because they held him, no scheiches terazin. He calls himself any other chassidus he wants, but scheiches terazin, hat es nicht. Terazin is amnest, and it's not an alles ausgehalten auf die, I'll be the Messiah from the Rebbe's, and if anything, it's a Schmecknisht, and he wasn't embarrassed. He never held himself back from saying the emes in the person's face. He never held himself back. Rabbi Shapiro's Levi, as he do it, he was walking over there, and he had a lot of tainus that certain rabbis didn't come. By the Nachas Evan Apinus, and he said to the Chachmul Blin, and the Givem, when they put a stone in the ground, they were there. But when they put a Levitic Sefer, and you put them to the ground, all of a sudden they're not there. It bothered him that the Kovod HaTorah from Rabbi Meir Shapiro, that he was Nifta, and by his Levi, it bothered him that these Gedolim didn't come. They came with a big maimed, but the embassy Kovod HaTorah, they weren't there. It bothered him, and he said it. People heard it. And the Dvarim Yidu Matmoid, Joyce Rebbe was scared from his Shaskai, was scared from his Emes, because the Emes, by Emes, give him Mamish, Biz Matthias Nefesh Mamish, called Kutish Al Yud. He didn't give him to anything. Ultimately, Matthias Nefesh, even a Mitnum Al Chomer. Ultimately, the Emes, the Kaid, he wasn't Mevata on anything. He wasn't Mevata, Nishtin Ruchnis, and Nishtin Gashmis, the Andre Yidin. Everything is Mamish, Matthias Nefesh Mamish, Al Kol Kutish Al Yud, Mamish, the Kaid. Babes to help him. And the schuf from the Baal Eilud will make him sign of Nzale. All those that try to be Hoylich Badarkoi, all those that try to be Mamshech Darkoi Bakoidish, to try to learn from the Zerachim, not Shaykh, to do everything the Rebbe did, but Al Kaponim, the dogish that he put on these things, on the Emes, on Torah, and on Chesed, on these things that the Oilam is Oimid, the developed state of them is Befrat. By all chiyidim that get come together to be mechazik themselves, the darkness shall tzaddik. Like upon them, we have to be mishtadl. We have to try at least to be oiches. Like the Rebbe, the Zedek Zonach used to say, always over. Mosai agiyu ma'isa ma'isa avoyta. We have to have an agiyah. Same as words in tzaddikim. It says in the Shaykh, he says it's in the Shaykh. It's uplein amalach leikim. He used to say the Rebbe giving amalach leikim. Malmish amalach leikim. It's not Shaykh to copy. Not shaykh to emulate, it's shaykh to learn to be negeya be'efes katzeyu from the Rebbe's vegan. Shaykh to touch upon the Rebbe's mahalchim and the Rebbe's drachim. Shaykh to touch upon the Rebbe's mahalchim and the Rebbe's drachim. Geschmack in Torah, learning. Geschmack in Yiddishkeit, geschmack in davenin, and geschmack in being oisik, in mechazik of the Yidin, in chesif of the Yidin, any oifin that a person feels that he is capable of doing. Other people can help with Dokka, other people can help with Chizik Fandri, and other people can help with learning with no Hayid. But every single person, Hayid, especially in the same Chabur, Hayid, let Fandri Yid. Chedik for one big, from Engroy Sazach. And the Koyach Emes. A man should also shop now, a person shouldn't fool himself. A person shouldn't fool himself as a main, he's on this Madrege and the Madrege. A person has to know what's the Emes. And it should be made from Lifkid to the Bali Ludus. The Bali Ludus, the Rebbe standing in front of him, and he tells him the Emes in your face. This is what you're up to, and you still have a lot to do. So have a lot to steig, and a lot to be oil b'mailu b'mailu b'mesila is oil b'eskel. The Rebbe tells him, Zechisa, you're going to learn him called Yisroel Omein, to Zechazan, to Meskashe, and to Mezdabek v'darkish al-Tzadik, and Zechus and the Tzadik to be making on all of us, on all our mishpachas, Be'ez Hashem, with gesundheit and siyat rishmaye, l'chaim, l'chaim.
Hi,
it's Reim HaKliach, take
care.
I get in Chodesh also, take care, Reim HaKliach.
Hi, Shabbat.